while you're dancing. There's a rhythm in your heart and soul, a certain rhythm that you can't control, and you will do the continental all the time.
Oh, can't we go down there and join the fun?
But what if our jailer should catch us?
Oh, I forgot all about Scoosie, please.
What is it?
An idea. Is this one of those? I think I know how we can get out of here without our friend Tonetti missing us. This is something I used to do as a boy.
I don't care
what you did as a boy. I know. This might work, though. Look, you've got me cutting out paper dolls.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll go change.
Come on. surprise!
Gary, I've gone home. I love you, but you need to decide. Are you a man or a Muppet?
I reflect on my reflection, and I ask myself the question, what's the right direction?
Right now, I don't want to leave Walter.
Go.
He needs me.
I don't know, sweetheart.
I don't know.
He seems pretty happy.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah. I am a man, or am I a Muppet?
Am I a Muppet?
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
So much.
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
You don't let the most important person in your world slip away.
I look into these eyes, and I don't recognize.
What if people laugh at me?
What I see inside.
Just because you haven't found your talent yet doesn't mean you don't have one.
It's time for me to decide. Am I a man? I'm a very manly Muppet.
Very manly Muppet.
Am I a Muppet?
You always believe in other people.
Or am I a man?
Am I a
Sooner
man?
Or later, you gotta believe in yourself.
If I'm a man, that makes me a Muppet of a man.
A Muppet of a man.
That's what growing up is, becoming who you want to be.
Here I go again. I'm always running out of time. I think I've made up my mind.
And I don't care what anybody says.
Now I understand.
I believe in you.
I'm a man.
I'm a Muppet.
I'm a Muppet of a man.
I'm a very manly Muppet.
I'm a Muppet of a man.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Gary.
Mary.
This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Heard about life in the fast lane? Well, that ain't nothing compared to what happens at Ridgemont High.
Fast times at Ridgemont High.
Fast times at Ridgemont High. Music from the Universal Motion Picture.
I was raised on the radio, just an all-American boy.
19 brand new hits from today's top rock artists, including the Go-Go's, Sammy Hagar, the Ravens, Timothy Schmidt, Donna Summer, Gerard McMahon, Joe Walsh, Palmer Yost, Jimmy Buffett, Billy Squire, and more.
This could be the best years of our lives.
Available only on this super deluxe double album, Fast Times at Ridgemont High, from Full Moon Asylum Records and Cassettes.
Airport. In the air and on the ground. Action, suspense, excitement that never lets up.
Starring Burt Lancaster, Dean Martin, George Kennedy, more than a dozen top stars.
Airport comes roaring at you with the power of a 747 at full throttle.
Grab him, he's got a bomb! You stay where you are!
Don't try to get any closer.
You'll kill yourself or nothing if you explode that bomb. Your insurance is canceled. It's worthless.
This airport is staying open. You're blocking my runway. Petroni, he'll take over.
He tears his ship apart. I hope you've got $8 million to pay for it.
I'll have this out of here by midnight.
And if I have to pull that plane out with my teeth.
The number one novel of the year, now an overpowering motion picture.
The Ross Hunter production, Airport, from Universal. Rated G, all ages.
Listening to WMFO in Medford, Mass. Two great ones there, Derek. Fast Times, Ridgemont High, and Airport. Neither one of them up for Oscars, but amazing soundtrack for Fast Times at Ridgemont High. How come that couldn't get on there?
There should be
so much good stuff on there.
There should be an Oscar for best soundtrack. I mean, think about the movies
so
that would have won over the years. Like Say Anything.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, you remember
Almost
In Your
Famous.
Eyes. Yeah, Almost Famous is a great one.
Pretty in Pink. Like, just great. The Lost Boys.
Purple Rain, of course, won.
Purple Rain actually did win, But some of these movies just have great, like, collections of songs.
Yeah.
Like The Big Chill. How many albums
Big
did
Chill,
that thing
fantastic.
Sell?
Yeah, it's still selling.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And you think of The Big Chill and all those scenes that you have in there with them dancing, you know, to the Four Tops and stuff. And really cool. That's something we kind of... glossed over the best score and best original song there, but it's so important to a movie to have a good song and to have a song that you remember. Something like Goodfellas, I would even say, like the piano roll from Layla. It's so, as soon as that happened in Goodfellas, that song has a different meaning now.
Maybe it's best use. Maybe it's best use of music in a motion picture.
That would be
I
a good category.
Again.
Yeah.
Why are you riding me low? Me low again.
I'm riding you low because you're usually louder than me.
Oh.
So we're on the same page right now.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. You want me to put you really high?
Well, a little higher.
We're at the same level.
No, I'm looking at it from here.
Go ahead.
There we go. Now we're at the same level.
I have to put myself up a little bit.
Okay, that's fine.
Because you can't hear me, can you?
No, I can hear you.
I know we can hear you.
I can't hear me.
You can't hear me.
It must be the balance on these headphones is off because it sounds super quiet.
I don't know. Everybody at home can hear us. I know that.
Anyway, best use of a song in a movie.
Sure.
Might be one of those categories. And I know there's been talk about doing something like that through the years because how many movies... just have that definitive moment where the music kicks in and you're like, yeah, here we go.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like the whole reason that Mannequin movie works is because it's got that song by Starship in it.
Yeah. Great song.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that Starship song. Top Gun, another fantastic soundtrack that sold, you know, especially a lot of these 80s ones too. Footloose, another great soundtrack.
Giorgio Moroder wrote this one.
Yeah, very cool tune.
Yeah.
This one won 1985 by Berlin, which had a couple of hits in the 80s,
it's
that
not
band.
Actually by Berlin.
It's sung by Berlin.
It's the lead singer from Berlin.
Yeah.
But none of the other members of the band were involved in it.
Oh.
And this is credited with helping to break the band up.
Really?
Because she kind of went in and did this on her own at Giorgio Moroder's. There was someone else that they originally wanted to record this. Couldn't get them, and so she went in and did this on her own, and the rest of the members of Berlin were not happy.
Well, that's
because
too bad.
All of the backing music on this is Giorgio Moroder, and a studio.
So who actually?
Session.
What was her name?
I'm
looking it up.
Lead singer Berlin.
I don't know.
Terry Nunn. Yes. Yeah, Terry Nunn got called in to do this, and the rest of the band was like, what?
It's a good tune.
They got the credit for it, and they got the royalties for it, but it's Giorgio Moroder and company playing the music in the background.
Kenny Loggins should have won for Danger Zone. He should win something. Has he ever won?
I don't think he has.
I don't think he has
either,
but he's had so many great movie soundtracks.
Yeah.
And you think Caddyshack, Footloose, you know? He should have won something.
That was one of those things where if you were making a movie and you could get a Kenny Loggins song, like your movie was going to be a huge hit.
In the background, Dumbo, Pink Elephants on Parade.
Speaking of best song.
Oh, I have to do a correction because the seventh Oscars is the one that had the first Best Original Song. It was from 1934. The Oscars started in 1928. It was 1934 with The Gay Divorcee, with the one that we heard, The Continental. Good song.
I don't believe
you like
they,
that one, The Continental?
Yeah, it was good. I don't believe they had recorded music before 1934. Right?
Well, what's interesting, too, when we were talking a little bit, where, you know, you have a year. Man or Muppet, I think, is a great song, but Rainbow Connection was up and it lost, and it's a better song. And you'll have years where only two songs were actually nominated because they didn't feel like the Academy would vote, and they'd give them a numeric value, and if they didn't achieve it, it wouldn't be nominated. So you had some years where there were only like two songs nominated.
Well, the song also has to be expressly written for the film.
Yeah.
And
the rules changed so much over the years, too.
They had a rule that the song had to be in the film. It couldn't be over the end credits for a little while.
Yeah.
I think they've done away with that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't recall Rihanna's song playing during Black Panther, but we'll get to that in a minute. So do we want to hear a bit of the best song nominees?
Yeah.
This is radio.
Let's talk
friendly.
About that, yeah.
Yeah, so if you got me up on... there we go. So from the film Tell It Like a Woman.
All right.
I don't know anything about that movie. Diane Warren wrote this. So you know it carries a lot of weight. This is Applause...
Applause.
Yeah, and we'll play this and listen to this.
Don't like it.
You are sometimes. I know it's so hard, but you shine. You're a supernova superstar.
It's whiny. It sounds like she's got COVID.
Yeah.
They can't stop you. You're born to stop them. But that's who. Know that you're remarkable. Stand up, stand up. Raise your hands up, hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Everything that's wrong with today's music.
I don't like it.
That's it right there.
Yeah. No, right. No applause for applause.
From me. From the Top Gun Maverick.
Here we go.
Lady Gaga.
My lady.
She's won an Oscar previously.
She could hold my hand.
Yeah, she's talented. I love that Lady Gaga. This is Hold My Hand.
Who is Blood Pop?
I have no idea.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah.
Hold my hand, everything will be okay. I heard from the heavens that clouds have been gray. Pull me close, wrap me in your aching arms. I see that you're hurting. Why'd you take so long to tell me you need me? I see that you're bleeding. You don't need to show.
All right.
This is sort of the Berlin.
It's no poker face.
No.
It's no Shallow.
No. But this is sort of the equivalent of the song you were just playing in this movie. It's the romantic theme.
Yeah, and is this played over the credits?
No.
At the end credits?
No, it plays during the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. It's okay. It says Michael Tucker, professionally known as Blood Pop.
Nice.
Also wrote this with Lady Gaga. Yeah. He produced it. I guess.
So that's not bad, but
it's okay.
But
nothing
again,
special.
Yeah, there's nothing that really stands out there.
Yeah.
We'll hear this live during the Oscars. And I think there's some.
Are they
going
to do all five live?
Ahead of this. I don't think they are.
Good.
But this is from Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. This is Rihanna. Lift Me
Up.
Sure.
I like Rihanna. I think I've heard this already a couple times.
Yeah.
Oh, this is interesting.
It's not bad.
The guy that did The Mandalorian did this too?
Oh, Gunter Stuggedy.
I think so.
Metalhead?
Maybe.
Lift me up. Hold me down.
She's contradicting herself.
Keep
already.
Lift
me up and hold me down.
Close.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Safe and sound.
Keep her safe and sound. Yeah. I don't even know what the hell she said there.
Burning in a hopeless dream.
Yeah.
It's too much work.
Me in the warmth of your love.
I hate holding someone when I go to sleep.
Why not have the Mandalorian theme up for Best Original Song?
That'd be good for her.
Yeah. It is the same guy that did the Mandalorian. He did the score with for Black Panther, I guess.
I think this is going to keep doing this for a while.
Ludwig Göransson.
Ludwig Göransson, yeah.
Yep.
Love that Mandalorian score. Really
yeah,
good.
So he's part of this with Rihanna. So far, I like that one the best, but it's okay. Nothing special.
I've arranged these with a purpose, sort of.
Oh, okay. Right.
So next we have Sun Lux, Mitski, and David Byrne.
Who? Sun Lux, Mitski.
Sun Lux, comma,
oh,
Mitski.
Sun Lux, Mitski.
Comma, and David Byrne.
I know him, David Byrne.
Yes.
Lead of the Talking Heads, yeah.
This is a life from Everything Everywhere All
this
at
one's
Once.
Pretty good, yeah. Listen to those high notes.
This is a life.
That's very David Byrne right there.
Free from destiny. Not only what we sow.
Sounds very Billie Eilish-ish.
Yeah, it's very like postmodern roots music.
Mm.
This is a life.
Every possibility.
Haunting.
Yeah,
he's always haunting.
I regret not seeing
most
his
aloof
Broadway
singer
show.
Goes to David Byrne.
I regret not seeing his Broadway show.
Yeah, me too.
I really
wanted
wish
to say
I
it. Yeah.
Put effort into
Spike
it.
Spike Lee directed it though and put it on HBO.
Yeah.
Did you get to see it?
I haven't seen it.
It's
no.
Great.
Like I said, we gave up HBO for Lent.
Yeah, but it was like 2 years ago.
This is a light, many lives that
I'm just getting around to buying a color television.
Nice. All right, so that's not bad.
He's good. I mean, I like David Byrne. He's a genius.
The atmospheric stuff, like slow atmospheric stuff, almost never wins the Oscar.
The only problem is Blood Pop isn't in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Needs more Blood Pop.
Yeah.
And the guy from Mandalorian. And then this is...
And this is from Ur. What's that?
Ur.
Is it RRR or is it Ur?
I think it's Ur. Nice. This is Klaatu Barada Nictu.
I might change my last name to Ur. Klaatu Barada Nictu.
What is Natu?
Nice. Kick ass.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've had enough of this nonsense. You two, out.
No, Jake. I've had enough of your bullying.
Oh, Ray! Go!
Pretty good.
Yeah, this is good. I'm liking it.
Said it was released in Hindi as Naku Naku, but it looks like it's Nacho Nacho with two A's.
Yeah, nobody seems to agree on how to spell the translation of it.
Now, is this from a movie?
Yes.
So the movie is RRR.
No, the artist.
Or the album is RRR.
The artist is RRR.
Oh. What it says from the movie. I don't think this was from a movie.
Yeah, it is from a movie.
It says it's from RRR.
No, but I forget the name of the movie.
The name of the film is RRR. That's what it says.
Oh, well, maybe that's the name of the film.
It's an Indian. It's a Telugu?
Yes.
Telugu language epic action drama.
Yes, the movie is called
Is it Indian?
It's, yes. It's a Bollywood film.
It's got a big, it's Bollywood. Yeah. $72 million it cost to make.
Yeah.
Most expensive Indian film to date.
Yes.
This is going to win, simple as that. This is winning. What do you think?
It's a pretty spectacular dance number they're doing with this.
Well, it's a great song.
That's going to win.
It's a great song. I think it's going to win. It's going to beat out David Byrne. It's going to beat out Lady Gaga. Rihanna's going to have to go home and make some more babies.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Rihanna, Gaga, and the Diane Warren thing there are all very samey.
Yeah.
And so that gives the edge to...
Applause sucked. No applause for applause.
Yeah. So that gives the edge to This Is a Life and Natu Natu,
I'm going not to. It's great.
As I said, the song that stands out, you know, and that's got a lot of life to it. There's something going on there.
You know what? Won last year though? No Time to Die.
I know.
Great Bond song.
I know.
All the Bond songs. Why can't they make more Bond songs? How about a Bond song every year, even if we don't get a movie?
Because they got to make the movie to go with it.
But every Bond song is great.
And they're too busy rewriting the novels right now to take out all the bad ones.
There's so many good Bond songs.
There's that. All right. So original score, we're all in agreement, Molly, you and myself, that it will be our...
Original song.
Yeah. Okay, original score we talked about.
It's no Continental, but it's good.
It is good.
Yeah.
International feature.
Oh, I don't know any of these, I don't think.
You know one of them.
Oh, I know All Quiet on the Western Front from Germany.
All Quiet on the Western Front, Argentina, 1985, which I've seen.
You said you saw that, right?
I've seen it. I recommend it with subtitles because the dub is ghastly.
Yeah.
Then the others are close... E.O. and The Quiet Girl.
E.O. like Captain E.O., the Michael Jackson film?
I don't think it's Captain E.O. I think it's some other E.O. Yeah, if it was Captain E.O.
In the background, a real good song, Flashdance.
I'd be going with that, but I don't think it is Captain E.O.
Yeah.
All Quiet on the Western Front for Molly and I.
Yeah, easy. All Quiet on the Western Front. Yeah. I don't know close. I think I know The Quiet Girl. Is it like The Quiet Man, except it's a girl now?
If it's dual nominated in Best Picture and International, it wins International.
You ever see The Quiet Man?
That's a rule.
Great movie.
It's a long, long time ago.
Great movie. Great Irish movie. Great John Wayne movie.
I've been too busy watching the Friday Night Fright stuff, and that sort of corrupted my memory of everything else.
Yeah. Every now and then, you got to get out and, you know, see a comedy every now and then, keep you light, you know?
Well, most of the Best Picture nominees this year are comedies.
Yeah. For the most part.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is a comedy.
Banshees of Inisherin, I wouldn't consider a comedy. I think it could have been a better comedy. It's too gratuitous.
It's a comedy.
Yeah. I don't think it's a comedy.
Triangle of Sadness.
It's got a lot to say, though.
Triangle of Sadness is a comedy.
Is it?
All Quiet on the Western Front, hilarious.
Yeah, that was phenomenal.
Nonstop laughs from beginning to
end. There are some fun parts in it, like when they steal the eggs is great.
Yeah.
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 But if you were going to ask me what gets you excited about movies...
What gets you excited about movies, Derek?
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That gets me excited about movies because you just drop into that world.
I'll tell you something. I felt great after seeing that movie and knowing that those movies are still being made.
Yeah.
And I felt the same about Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yes.
Those were the two this last year that I felt, okay, films are going to be around for a little while longer.
They're a ray of hope amid the nonsense.
Yeah.
So, Best Adapted Screenplay.
Yes.
We have All Quiet on the Western Front, a script by the guy that ruined Star Wars, Living, Top Gun Maverick, and the silent film, I said I was only going to do it once, couldn't resist, Women Talking.
Okay. Writing Adapted Screenplay. All right. Sarah Pauly did that one.
Yes.
Top Gun Maverick has about 50 people in there, including Christopher McQuarrie, who's done some great stuff over the years. Living, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Glass Onion, I hate it.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't think it was that good.
I hated it. That was a Netflix movie, okay? That movie did not belong in the movie theater.
If you've seen that and you've seen The Menu...
I did see The Menu and I liked The Menu.
Because there's some similarity between those two films.
Yeah, I think so too.
The Menu is way better.
Yeah. And is also acted better.
And I don't know how The Menu did not get nominated for anything.
Yeah.
But
at least Ralph Fiennes. He's always awesome and everything. He's never going to be like he was in Schindler's List, but he's always great. Or Strange Days. He was great in that, too. I'm going All Quiet on Western Front.
I am going with Women Talking.
All right. Sarah Pauly's great. She's a media darling.
They tend to give these screenplay awards to films that don't win the other like really big awards. You know? Yeah. So it's like...
Plus, I want to see her with John Neville in Adventures of Baron Munchausen when she's a girl, when they do the reel for her.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, she's always good. She was in the Dawn of the Dead remake.
Yeah, she was.
Fantastic.
She's had a fascinating career. Yeah. She's like a legitimate, serious filmmaker.
Yeah, she loves film.
Has nothing
loves
good to
acting.
Say about Terry Gilliam, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Did not enjoy having things blow up around her when she was a little girl making that movie.
Right, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I get it. I understand it.
Well, Terry Gilliam's probably a spaz and just blows things up and doesn't worry about his actor and actress's ears.
I think it was Eric Idle. It might have been Michael Palin, but it was one of them.
Yeah.
After Munchausen said, I love Terry Gilliam, and when I signed up for this, I'd forgotten my vow to never make another Terry Gilliam film.
Yeah. Was Michael Palin in that one? I think it was Eric Idle.
It might have been Eric Idle.
Yeah. But yeah, Flashdance, though, is in the background there. Nice. I heard they're making a sequel of that for 2023 called Fleshlight.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We'll go see that.
We'll go see that.
Yep. Best original screenplay. Mm-hmm. We have The Banshees of Inisherin, mm-hmm. Everything Everywhere All at Once, The Fabelmans, Tar, and Triangle of Sadness.
All right. I don't know Triangle Sadness, like I said, and I don't know Tar. I know what I saw with The Fabelmans. I know what I saw with Everything Everywhere All at Once. However, the best writing original screenplay for me goes to Banshees of Inisherin.
Molly and I agree with you. I think there are very few locks this year. I tend to think that's one of them.
It's really well written.
It's incredibly well written.
And it's funny.
Yeah.
It's super funny.
Yeah.
And it's actually, I mean, I was disturbed when the funny stopped and the violence set in.
But see, that...
But it's still a great movie.
But that worked for me. And I think that's where you and I divide on that movie, is because that worked for me. Because I was completely bought into these characters and the absurdity of their existence by
that
point.
You know why, though? I think I'd be the guy that's throwing the fingers at everybody.
You would be.
That's why.
You know, I'm the guy that won't stop talking.
You're the Colin Farrell. I'm the other guy.
And I will say, I think Brendan Gleeson deserves...
And Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah. Deserves every single award and should have won every single award for that one...
He's great.
For that one shot of the movie where he just looks at Colin Farrell and says... Why won't you stop talking to me?
Yeah, yeah.
And you could feel all of the weight of his life coming out of him in those words.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Doesn't he call him boring?
Yes.
At one point, he's like, because you're boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. That's his whole reason. He's tired of it.
But he's also, you know, sociopath.
Yeah.
You know, throwing fingers at people. You can't do that.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I found that shot hilarious. The bit with the dog before that was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, what about the donkey? What was the donkey's name? He's great in it. They should give the best supporting donkey.
The whole thing with the donkey was hilarious, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Dorothy or something is the name of the donkey. It's pretty good.
Actress in a supporting role.
Yeah.
Angela Bassett for Black Panther or Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Hong Chau for The Whale.
She's good in it.
Carrie Condon, The Banshees of Inisherin.
She's great in it.
She's awesome in that.
Yep.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Love her.
And Stephanie Hsu, Everything Everywhere All at Once.
I found her annoying. I'm going Jamie Lee Curtis all the way on this one. However, maybe an upset with Angela Bassett.
As I said, Disney gets one Oscar.
Yep.
Angela Bassett owns every second that she's on the screen in that film.
See, I haven't seen it, so I can't comment on that. I love Angela Bassett, too, but what's love got to do with it? She's Tina Turner.
Yeah,
is she a different character than Tina Turner in this one?
She is, because she's playing a... If you think about the classic Hollywood starlets and the way that they could sort of command a room, like she brings a lot of that into it.
Yeah.
And it's really good. But
it's a Marvel movie. Should it even be here?
And Molly chose Angela Bassett, by the way.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm going with Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's awesome.
She just won the SAG.
She's going against type.
She goes completely against type, and that's what I love about
her. She's frumpy.
Yes.
She's bitchy and frumpy.
But it's like you know that person.
Yeah.
And that character is so
real. And she's great. And she's good at her job.
Yeah.
She's great at her job.
That's also only one character that she plays in the movie.
Yes.
So
yes, there's more than one character.
I'm going with Jamie Lee on this one.
Yeah.
With Angela Bassett wouldn't surprise me.
Here's a question about Everything Everywhere All at Once again. How many actual universes do we see?
At least 7.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think more. But there are 7 that we experience at different points.
Yeah. Great movie.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hot Dog Fingers universe.
That's a little disturbing.
Without question, the best.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby was howling in horror when he saw that.
The hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got hot dogs for fingers in one universe.
That freaked him out.
Yeah.
Like the other, there's
freaked me out.
There's stuff in that will go over a little kid's head.
Yeah. Went over my head. Well, it didn't go over it. But
the hot dog fingers, like, freaked him out.
Just disturbed me.
Probably shouldn't be letting my son watch that movie, but there we go.
Probably not.
I got to watch it.
Yeah.
Actress in a supporting role. Oh, we talked about that. Actor in a supporting role. Brendan Gleeson, The Banshees of Inisherin.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Brian Tyree Henry in Causeway.
I don't know that one. What's
I don't know that
about?
One either.
Yeah.
Judd Hirsch for 2 Minutes of the Fabelmans.
He's great in it.
Barry Keoghan in The Banshees of Inisherin.
He is also awesome in it.
Yes.
And unfortunately, Brendan Gleeson is in the same category.
I know.
Yeah.
Won the BAFTA, by the way, Barry Keoghan.
Yeah.
And Ke Huy Quan, Everything Everywhere All at Once. Is there any question?
I got to go Ke Huy Quan. Yeah, he's awesome. He's short round, and he doesn't show up for a movie until now.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, and it's such a great story of him coming back into acting and how, you know, roles weren't there for him, and now finally they are, and he got a real juicy one with this movie.
It's awesome. He's a mortal walk.
He is endearing the entire movie. He's the heart of the movie.
If anything, I think James Wong was overlooked for that
movie.
He's
good in it, too.
Because he's good in it. Yep. But Ke Huy Quan is just on a completely different level with what he does.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Absolutely deserves
that
award.
And he's such a nice guy. At least everything you see, he just seems to be so grateful and humble, and that's just a great story. I want to see his speech. I want to hear what he has to say again.
All of his speeches up until now have been fantastic. Actress in a leading role.
All righty.
We have Cate Blanchett in Tar, Ana de Armas in Blonde, Andrea Riseborough, To Leslie. Don't know it. Michelle Williams in The Fablemans and Michelle Yeoh, Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
Isn't that Blonde one about the Marilyn Monroe?
That is the Marilyn Monroe movie,
Okay.
I have not seen it.
Michelle Williams is annoying to me and disturbing in The Fablemans. She's just kind of daft. And I just felt her acting was poor. And I don't know how she got here other than she's in a Spielberg movie.
It's a Spielberg movie.
Yeah.
That's why she's here. And we're going to give awards for that.
I am going Everything, Everywhere, All at Once to Michelle Yeoh.
So there's...
You're going Cate Blanchett?
I'm going with Cate Blanchett.
Yeah, she's always awesome.
And I will
She's already won like twice, hasn't she?
I will say yes, but
yep.
Michelle Yeoh just won the SAG Award.
Yeah.
And they're the biggest voting block for the Academy Awards.
Sure.
So now nobody knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Cate Blanchett makes that movie. The movie is about her character.
She's always good.
And it is a fearsome character study and some of the best work that she has ever done.
She won for The Aviator and she won for Blue Jasmine. So she won Best Supporting and she's won Best Actress both.
So, you know, for her to win it again, to get the nomination again, tells you how good this is.
Yep.
It's a great movie. She is incredible in it. And you just hang on her for every second she's on screen.
Nice.
That said, I would not be surprised to see Michelle Yeoh win this.
Yeah.
So I'm going with sort of the classic, like if we go back into the history of Hollywood, Cate Blanchett would win for that performance.
Okay.
In 99 out of 100 years.
Yeah.
Michelle Yeoh may be what they're looking for now.
All right.
And she's brilliant. Absolutely.
Yeah, she
brilliant
is great in it.
In everything.
She is great in it.
So
everybody's good in that movie.
Yeah.
It's, other than the other one. The girl, I didn't really like
this.
This
is one of those ones where usually, like, I sit here and it's like, here's the lock, the lock. Do they deserve it or not? If you ask me to vote, like, if I'm a voter,
The more we talk about it, it was a good year for movies.
Yeah,
I mean, finally, for the last 5 years, it hasn't really been a good movie year.
If I'm a voter, I'm probably voting for Cate Blanchett just because that movie lives or dies on her.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, she's the main driving force in the whole thing.
Yep.
And you see her go through this incredible transformation from this woman who is on top of the world to this person who goes completely unhinged.
Yep.
And it's just fantastic from beginning to end. Plus, she did all of her own piano playing in the movie, which is impressive. So I'm going with Blanchett. I understand. Michelle Yeoh is amazing in Everything Everywhere All at Once. My taste runs more toward Cate Blanchett.
What did Molly say?
She's going with Cate Blanchett as well.
All righty.
So, but if Michelle Yeoh wins, I will be happy. She deserves it.
Are you going into Best Actor right now?
Actor in a leading role.
How many we got left?
We got three. We got two.
Two left. All right, let me play something then. Something special. I made something special.
I love it when you make something special.
Just for the show today, for our special Oscar show.
I made something special, but we can't talk about it on the air.
All right. So
we'll share that.
So in the background is Fame, which won 1980. We were talking a little before. I played Father's Song from Purple Rain. Prince won Best Score for 1984's Purple Rain. It was a 1985 Oscar, of course. And you know how much of a fan I am of Prince. And also, it was Black History Month, even though now it's March. It is Women's History Month.
Right. So we have to talk about black women for this.
So what I did was I threw together a new mix of Purple Rain for 2023 here for our special Oscars show. So nice. Here it is. It is me singing Purple Rain here on What Is This on WMFO in Medford. This goes out to anyone who I've ever wronged in the last 51 years. All right, Oscars 2023. Never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only want to one time see you laughing. Only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. I only want to see you laughing in the purple rain. I never meant to be your weekend lover, jackass. I only wanted to be some kind of friend. Hey. Baby, I could never steal you from another. Such a shame our friendship had to end. Purple rain, purple rain. Purple rain, purple rain. Hey, hey. Purple rain, purple rain. Only want to see you. Only want to see you. Purple rain. Oscars 2023, Purple Rain, Purple Rain, a special personal mix, Purple Rain, best original score from 1984, Prince, Purple Rain. What is this? The show called What Is This is on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM. On your radio dial. The host is Chris Earle and Derek Gary, and this is our special Oscar show. Nice. WMFO Medford. I had a dream, I had an awesome dream. Say You Say Me in the background, one in 1985.
Song. Yeah.
I played it pretty close to the hilt on that one for the Purple Rain.
Nice.
I didn't get too crazy.
So before we get to the finals, should we talk about the Razzie Awards?
The Razzies.
The worst.
The Razzies, the worst of the worst.
Yeah, well, we'll hit a couple of these categories here. Worst Picture nominees for the Razzies. Blonde, okay. Which also has someone nominated for Best Actress. That's great. Morbius.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say it.
Good Morning.
Yeah, what's that?
I have no idea.
But is it Good Morning Vietnam? That was
spelled,
a great movie.
Morning is spelled with a U, so it's about death.
Yeah.
Disney's Pinocchio.
I had an awesome dream.
I should mention that
Disney's Pinocchio.
Why isn't it the live action remake?
Really?
Worst. The Razzies.
Who are the people that make up the Razzies? Are they just buffoons? Are they like 19 to 22 that have never seen a movie?
No, Disney's Pinocchio, because that should be here.
I thought you said it was a great movie.
No, that's Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio.
Oh, and there's a Disney Pinocchio.
Yes, both came out in the past year.
I didn't know that. They're both live action.
Yes. Well, no. Guillermo del Toro's is animated.
Oh. And the live action Pinocchio starred who?
Tom Hanks.
It did?
Yes.
Who played the Pinocchio?
Haley Joel Osment. I don't know.
Did he really?
I don't know.
He's gone, isn't he? What is he doing?
I don't know what he's doing. And The King's Daughter. I don't know what that is.
I don't know that either.
Worst actor, Machine Gun Kelly for Good Morning.
Yeah, I don't like him.
Jared Leto in Morbius.
He's always good.
Pete Davidson.
Especially when he was wearing a dress.
Pete Davidson in Marmaduke.
Marmaduke?
Did you know they made a Marmaduke movie? And that Pete Davidson is in it? Yeah.
What's that playing on Apple TV?
I have no idea what's going on with that.
God. But,
Tom Hanks for Disney's Pinocchio.
Oh, Tom Hanks, awful in Elvis.
Awful. Awful in Pinocchio,
too. Yeah, I forgot to mention that.
Is it okay?
One of the things I hated about Elvis was Tom Hanks, and I always loved Tom Hanks.
Is it okay
He's
for
awful
us
in it.
Now to say that Tom Hanks is bad in movies sometimes?
Yes.
Because I hated him in that Mr. Rogers movie.
I don't want to see Man Called Otto either.
Yeah, I hated him in that Mr. Rogers movie.
I did, too. He was awful as Mr. Rogers. Yeah, he's definitely jumped the shark.
And perennial Razzie's favorite, Sylvester Stallone, in something called Samaritan.
Come on, Sly.
I am automatically...
love Sly.
I want to see that now.
Yeah, me too. I love Sly. Expendables were great movies.
Sylvester Stallone.
Creed was a fantastic movie.
In a movie called Samaritan, some stuff's going to go down. I'm here for this.
I have to say, I'm upset that he's not in Creed 3, as far as I know.
He's not, because he's got a beef with the producer.
That stinks.
Worst actress, Kaya Scol...
Who?
Kaya Scodelario for The King's Daughter. Bryce Dallas Howard, frequent Mandalorian director.
Yeah, she's nice. She's all right.
For Jurassic World Dominion.
She's Opie's daughter.
Alicia Silverstone in...
Oh, that was awful, though. Jurassic World Dominion sucked.
In the Requin, whatever that is.
What was that one?
Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, I like her, though. She was in Clueless, and she was a fat girl, so I like her.
And Diane Keaton in Mac and Rita.
Diane Keaton plays the same person her entire life.
I know.
And she's got a career out of it.
Worst supporting actor, Tom Hanks, Elvis.
Yes, I completely 100% agree.
Pete Davidson, Good Morning.
Yeah, he plays himself in every movie, too. Staten Island movie was good, though.
A movie with Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, I'm going to run out and see that.
Yeah.
There's someone named Maud Sun in Good Morning as well. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Xavier Samuel in Blonde. And Evan Williams in Blonde, so they did not like the Marilyn
Blonde
movie.
Is on Netflix, too, isn't it?
Yes. Haven't watched it yet.
I had a dream. I had an awesome dream.
Worst supporting actress, Mira Sorvino. Poor Mira. For something called...
I love Mira Sorvino.
For something called Lamborghini.
Oh. I got to see that, too. I love Mira Sorvino.
That sounds like an 80s movie where...
I'll throw a little Pinocchio in the background
where
for you.
Where you fall in love with someone because they have a Lamborghini.
Yeah.
Adria and Jonah for Morbius... Penelope Cruz for the 355.
The 355.
Bing Bing Fan for the 355.
Bing Bing?
Bing
I
Bing.
Love that name.
And Lorraine Bracco for...
If I ever have a kid, I'm going to name it Bing Bing. Bing Bing Earl.
Lorraine Bracco for Disney's Pinocchio.
Lorraine Bracco. What the hell has she been doing?
She's in Disney's Pinocchio.
She was in Goodfellas, wasn't she?
She was.
And she was the Sopranos, too.
She was in the Sopranos. Now she's in Pinocchio.
Now she's in Pinocchio like 20 years later. Jeez.
Not the good one either, the Disney one. No one liked Disney's Pinocchio.
I like Lorraine Bracco, though.
I love Lorraine Bracco. She's great in Goodfellas. She's great in The Sopranos.
Yeah.
She's great in all kinds of... I never saw Nurse Jackie.
She's the original Karen in Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Karen, why did you do that? Karen.
I never saw Nurse Jackie. I heard that was good, too.
Nurse Jackie, yeah, pretty good. Was she in that?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was Nurse Jackie.
She was Lorraine Bracco?
Yeah.
I thought Nurse Jackie was the other lady. That was Edie Falco, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Yes.
She was...
You're correcting me, and you're correct.
Yeah. She was Nurse Betty.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
There is a Nurse
All
Betty.
Right, now you're throwing me off entirely. Now I don't know where I am anymore.
Razzies.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Disney's Pinocchio and Tom Hanks.
It sounds like Tom Hanks is leading the pack this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He sucks. Hi. I'm getting sick of him.
Imagine he's
gone so far from Philadelphia and...
Imagine being that
awful. Cast Away and Forrest Gump.
In 1 year.
Jenny, can you believe I got a Razzie?
Yeah.
My mama said life is like a box of Razzies.
I'm not a fan of that movie.
Yeah.
I know that's blasphemous.
I know a lot of people that hate it. I loved it. I love Forrest Gump.
I mean, the thing is, I like Robert Zemeckis. I like his movies.
He's great.
I don't
like
that
one. Back to the Future. Yeah.
Back to the Future is awesome. Contact is amazing.
Yeah. Contact's a good movie.
Love Contact.
Jiminy Cricket sang this in Pinocchio, 1940, I believe.
Yes, he did.
And it won.
Or no singing crickets. Yep. And I forget if they put this song in the live-action Pinocchio.
Yeah. Yeah, When You Wish Upon a Star, 1940, it won best.
They did, but it's not Jiminy Cricket singing it.
And this is interesting. There were 9 songs up for best song that year in 1940.
A lot of good songs that year.
Yeah. They used to make good, great songs for just movies. Not so much anymore.
So I got 2 Oscars left to go.
Sure.
We've already all settled on Everything Everywhere All at Once for Best Picture. Actor in a leading role. Austin Butler, Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
Colin Farrell, The Banshees of Inisherin.
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Fraser in The Whale.
Mm-hmm.
Who's this? Paul Mescal, After Sun.
After Sun? What the hell is that?
I have no idea.
Paul Mescal?
Yeah,
Mescal. Don't know him.
And Bill Nighy in Living.
He's always pretty good.
Bill Nighy is great in everything.
Now, why is Colin Farrell up as best actor? Well, I guess, you know.
He's the lead in the
film. He is the lead, yeah. I guess. I'm going The Whale. I'm going Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, I'm going with Brendan Fraser, too. Yeah.
And I love him. And he had a horrible agent, and he made so many bad choices, I think.
Well, I mean.
But he also made some great ones.
The Mummy wasn't a bad choice.
Blast from the Past, great movie. George of the Jungle. The Mummy. Mummy 2. Was he in the one with The Rock?
He was.
The Scorpion King? Did he show up in there?
They introduced the Scorpion King in one of the Mummy movies, but I don't think it was Dwayne Johnson playing that character at that point.
Oh, I thought it was, no?
It was CGI. It looked like Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, it looked like him, and then
they made a second movie about the Scorpion King that was Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
I was in a movie with Brendan Fraser, so, you know.
Right. School Ties.
Method Man.
Filmed in Lowell.
Yeah.
Yep.
Method Man. Liked him. So
Method Man was in School Ties?
No. Brendan Fraser is a Method Man.
Oh, I got you.
Or he was a Method Man on that film.
Yeah, yeah.
He was deliberately like isolating himself from everybody else because it fit his character.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get to hang out with the guy, but talented actor.
He's great. I love him. I owe him Journey to the Center of the Earth.
Yeah, he's done a lot of great stuff.
We must be missing a couple. Well, Bedazzled, of course.
Yep.
He's great in that.
Best director. So we're all going with the Fraser.
Yeah.
There's some movement around Austin Butler, but, you know, I don't think you should be given that film Oscars, but...
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Best director, Todd Field for Tar. The Daniels, Daniel Kwan and Daniel Scheinert for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm, too soon.
Martin McDonagh, The Banshees of Inisherin.
Mm.
Ruben Ostlund, Triangle of Sadness. And Steven Spielberg for The Fabelmans.
Oh, boy. Why don't you go first on that one? Let me think about that.
I'm picking Steven Spielberg for The Fabelmans. No, I am not.
Yeah.
I am absolutely not. It's not. It is so far below the other things that he's done.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Daniels for the Everythings.
I think I will, too. It may be a little too soon for them, but, you know, what else?
I mean, because they are fairly young in their career, but... When a movie is that audacious and that well made, you kind of gotta, you know. I think the only other really
background Eminem
legitimate contender here would be Todd Field for Tar, because it is such a well crafted movie.
What else has he done?
Well made movie. Yeah. He hasn't done a movie in 16 years.
Okay.
Like, he's one of these guys that just emerges every now and again.
He's like a Kubrick. He just shows up whenever he wants.
Here's a movie, and then he disappears again.
And Banshees of Inisherin, Martin McDonagh, he's a great director.
Yes, he is. I don't think it's... I think in a different year, We might be talking
about... You know what,
though?
Best director and best picture, though?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Banshees of Inisherin. I'm going to go Martin McDonagh on
all
this
right.
one. Yeah.
I think in a different year, Banshees would be the film that everybody was talking about.
Yeah.
But everything is just so, so much bigger than everything else.
Yeah.
Such an amazing film. And really, you know, it cuts to the heart of what you love about cinema.
Sure.
All Quiet on the Western Front is a great, great work of cinema.
Yeah, by far my favorite of the year.
Brilliant work of art.
Yeah.
Everything Everywhere All at Once is what you love about movies.
Mm-hmm.
And try to balance those two wind up sucking all the air out of the room where the Banshees of Inisherin is concerned.
Yeah. I give Everything Everywhere All at Once a B+. I give All Quiet on the Western Front an A-.
I'd give that an A+.
Yeah.
And I'd give everything... I'd give it a B+. I might go as high as an A-.
Yeah.
But it's one of those movies that, you know, 5 years from now, we may look back on and be like, ooh, yeah, that.
Yeah,
whereas All Quiet on the Western Front is an all-time classic.
It's a great, great movie. There were a few things, though. Like I said, the score was a little jarring. I liked it at first, and then I'm like, it just repeated itself
yeah.
over and over again.
It's never going to be perfect. There's no perfect movie that's out there.
No, there's some. Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, it's not perfect.
It's perfect.
It's not perfect.
Best movie ever.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Lobot needs more dialogue.
Huh? Citizen Kane.
Not way far from being a perfect
movie. Have you seen Sunset Boulevard?
Yes.
Sunset Boulevard's great.
Not
movie.
A perfect movie.
Wizard of Oz.
Not a perfect movie.
Come on.
The closest...
It's a 10 out of 10. A Wizard of Oz?
The closest...
10 out of 10. What's wrong with The Wizard of Oz?
It's high camp nonsense.
It's awesome. Are you kidding me? That's a movie's movie.
It is so overacted.
One of the best...
So...
Come on, you saw it as a kid. You're not watching it as an adult.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm not saying it's not entertaining.
Best G movie ever. After Willy Wonka, you also hated Willy Wonka, too. Those are my two favorite Gs.
There is no perfect movie.
Yeah.
The closest that has ever come to a perfect movie is probably Psycho.
Eh. Psycho?
Yes.
Eh.
Where you can... Where you can look at every single thing in that movie
yeah.
and say, there is nothing you can add, nothing you can
take
away.
Don't you love
away.
The Shining? You give The Shining an A, don't you?
I give The Shining an A. But
I don't think that's Kubrick's favorite best movie. I think his best was Barry Lyndon. You ever see that? Great movie. These are hard things to talk about with 3 minutes left because we love movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Barry Lyndon is...
fantastic.
The problem with Barry Lyndon is the cinematography is too caught up in that 70s pan goofiness.
Yeah.
Yeah, where it's like we're going to zoom in on things. Because
oh,
we're
but
zoom
come
on.
I think the best movies are the ones that bring you somewhere else. Okay, so Empire Strikes Back brings you into that world. Barry Lyndon brings you into that world.
It does.
2001 A Space Odyssey brings you into that world. You know? And... even the older ones, like Sunset Boulevard, it brings you into Hollywood in the 50s, you know? Just great. That's the thing. I think escapism is always going to be there for us, and that's why movies don't die.
And that's sort of like when you're looking at Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and you're looking at All Quiet on the Western Front. It's a pretty strong contrast there.
Yeah.
Because one of those is pure popcorn escapist entertainment with some message to it. And the other one is just like 2.5 hours of bleak, 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 bleak.
I don't think it was completely bleak, though. I think it was just great.
It is.
Yeah, it's
it
a great, great
because
movie.
Because the whole point of the story is to be bleak.
There's another movie I talked about before that's very similar to it called The Bridge from 1959. It's a German movie I saw it out at UMass when I was in German film class, actually. I got it on a Criterion disc. Very similar to All Quiet on the Western Front, and I've been meaning to repeat watch that.
I will tell you, this is also from Criterion, Come and See, which is a Polish film from the 2000s.
Nice.
Is a great companion to All Quiet on the Western Front because it is a very, it's a riff on it.
Yeah, and I think the only thing you could say about Everything Everywhere All at Once, go see Swiss Army Man and see their earlier movie.
Yeah.
It's an interesting movie. I didn't like it with all the farting and stuff,
yeah.
but this has a lot of the same stuff in it, too, which is a little juvenile, and that's why I kind of put it down a little bit to a B+.
But it's well-done juvenile humor that doesn't...
Yeah.
It's clever juvenile humor.
It is clever,
and if you can make the fart jokes clever, shouldn't we give you some credit for that?
Yeah.
And maybe a little gold statue.
But it was also disturbing to see Harry Potter with one lazy eye throughout a whole movie, like he's in Swiss Army Man, right? But... Yeah. Happy Oscars. So happy, we're not going to see you next week. You may be in jury. You may not.
If I'm not at jury duty, I will be here. All right. If I am, I won't. So
very good. We can talk more about movies next week.
Nice.
All righty. See you next week, everybody. WMFO in Medford.